Attorney General Merrick Garland will defy GOP congressional subpoenas. By Paul Bois on June 6, 2024. Attorney General Merrick Garland said this week that he will defy subpoenas from congressional Republicans that he does not agree with. Garland's statement came after Republican leaders in Congress threatened to hold him in contempt in their efforts to gain access to audio recordings from Special Counsel Robert K. Hur's investigation into President Biden's handling of classified materials, according to The Washington Post. Watch, AG Garland claims subpoena was not a legitimate request for recordings Biden blocked from release. Garland reportedly requested for the president to claim executive privilege on the recordings, fearing that releasing them could harm future efforts to get officials to cooperate with investigations and sit for taped interviews, for the Post. Speaking before the House Judiciary Committee this week, Garland accused Republicans of seeking contempt as a means of obtaining, for no legitimate purpose, sensitive law enforcement information that could harm the integrity of future investigations. This effort is only the most recent in a long line of attacks on the Justice Department's work. Republicans shot back and accused Garland of weaponizing the Department of Justice, citing the recent indictments of former President Trump and his recent conviction by a Manhattan jury on 34 felony counts. Though the White House has provided transcripts of Biden's interviews, where Hur described the president as an elderly man with a poor memory in his report, Republicans say the audio recordings could help provide missing context. Watch, blissfully ignorant, Matt Gaetz buries AG Garland on Biden's DOJ shutting down China initiative. Substantively, the transcript may be accurate. But, you know what, the audio would tell us so much more, said Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz. During the same hearing, Garland said that he will not be intimidated by threats of contempt. I view contempt as a serious matter. But I will not jeopardize the ability of our prosecutors and agents to do their jobs effectively in future investigations. I will not be intimidated. And the Justice Department will not be intimidated. We will continue to do our jobs free from political influence. And we will not back down from defending democracy, he said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.